Trump strikes deal with Regeneron marking 17th major pharmaceutical deal since fall. By Nick Gilbertson on April 23, 2026. Washington, President Donald Trump announced a deal to bring state Medicaid programs access to most favored nation pricing on new Regeneron drugs, marking the 17th deal he has struck with a major pharmaceutical company since the fall. According to a White House fact sheet, the deal also ensures that other countries cannot use price controls to freeride on American innovation by guaranteeing MFN prices on all new innovative medicines Regeneron brings to market. The agreement requires Regeneron to repatriate increased foreign revenue on existing products that Regeneron realizes as a result of the president's strong America First U.S. trade policies for the benefit of American patients, the White House adds. Under the agreement, the price of Regeneron's Praluent, a cholesterol medicine, will drop to $225 from $537 when purchased through the TrumpRx website, according to the administration. Trump touted the deal in the Oval Office, flanked by Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, other cabinet officials, and top Regeneron executives. "Today, I'm thrilled to announce that one of the most respected pharmaceutical companies anywhere in the world, frankly, I know it very well, is Regeneron. And it's agreed to offer their prescription medications at heavily discounted most favored nation prices," Trump said. After his first deal with Pfizer, announced on September 30, Trump announced deals with AstraZeneca, EMD Serono, Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, Amgen, Bristol Myers Squibb, Boehringer Ingelheim, Genentech, Gilead Sciences, GSK, Merck, Novartis, Sanofi, Johnson & Johnson, and AbbVie. With this announcement, 17 of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies, representing 80% of the branded drug market, have now agreed to sell their drugs to American patients at the lowest prices anywhere in the world, Trump said. "This will result in the largest drop in prescription drug prices in the history of the United States of America. I mean, it should be front page news, but it won't be. It'll be back on page 19, but the people get it. That's why we're in the Oval Office, I guess," he added.